The Waddle and Sylvie podcast is brought to you by DraftKings, a Casino Queen sportsbook. Use our promo code WMVP. That's WMVP. Must be 21 years or older, Illinois only.
Waddle and Sylvie, weekdays, 2 to 6.
Follow on Twitter at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87. ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Pull up your pants, take off the bra, and be a man.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
This is a big moment in Chicago sports.
Oh, really?
This is a huge 2 o'clock. Write it down.
Right here?
2 o'clock Thursday afternoon. The sun's out. The Blackhawks are on the up. The Bulls are on the up. We've got the White Sox on ESPN 1000. There are still Cub fans who have some hope.
Chris Bryant's still angry, or is he angry?
I don't know. He spoke today. We'll get to that. I'm trying to paint a positive picture here. This is a big, big moment in time because Russell Wilson would approve a trade to the Bears. I don't know if it's ever going to happen. I don't know if he's ever going to leave Seattle or if Seattle would be willing to trade him. I am shocked and I'm ready to throw a party, Waddle, just from the report from Adam Schefter from 30 minutes ago. Russell Wilson has told the Seahawks that he wants to play in Seattle, but if a trade were considered, the only teams he would go to are the Cowboys, the Saints, the Raiders, and the Bears.
Yeah!
And that's according to his agent, Mark Rogers, to ESPN. We made the list. The Bears.
You just made the list.
The Bears have made a list, a good list.
Well, we're a big city. He would be hailed as the greatest thing we've ever seen. It sounds like Russ wants a little bit of positive vibe attention, and we'd be willing to give it to him.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe we made the list after all
the
calls. Why would anybody ever want to come here?
Why? Well, you answer your own question. Answer your own question.
Well, that's what I was reserved. It's so funny too today, the timing of all this. And if you're unfamiliar with the story, let me give you a minute of background here. The Athletic came out with a story today. They had three writers, not one, not two, but three writers had to all chip in on this big piece about Russell Wilson and what has led to him going on sort of this campaign to let people know that he's unhappy. You know, from a meeting that he stormed out of with Pete Carroll, all of it to sitting at the Super Bowl and stewing reportedly, watching Pat Mahomes and Tom Brady play football.
Russ struggled a little bit down the stretch this year, didn't he?
He did, and that's what this is all about. There's a story about this, and then so I was going to talk about this again, thinking that the Bears have no shot at Russell Wilson and that Russell Wilson has a no-trade clause, and why would the Bears ever get Russell Wilson? I don't even know if he's going to be traded. And I'm starting to just become resigned to the fact that the Bears are going to get sloppy seconds, that's our lot in life, that whoever we're going to get on the rebound, that we're going to have to get the rebound person.
Sounds gross.
It is. It's totally gross. The Bears have been gross. The Bears quarterback situation is gross. The 101 years of Bears quarterbacks, gross. It's a good way to put it. Gross men. We even had, it's been so gross, we've even had a quarterback named Grossman.
Yes.
It's perfect. And so I was sort of resigned today to talking. We have Mel Kiper on the show, and I was resigned to saying, hey, who are we going to get on the rebound? You know, if Watson does get dealt, one of these guys is going to be spring free. If Russell Wilson does get dealt, who's going to be, where's he going to go, and which quarterback are we going to get on the rebound? But now, Waddle,
yeah,
we're on the final four. We made a list.
Why do you think he would want to come here?
You answer me that question. Why?
Well, I think that he would be loved. I think it's a big city. It's a, you know, obviously it's a large market. Look, when you go to Seattle, I've never been there. I think my wife has been there a couple of times with one of the kids playing soccer.
It's glory.
She liked it. I've been there twice.
Yes.
Yeah. But you're not going to get the love and adulation that you do if you play in Chicago or you played on the East Coast. I mean, people will love you in the NFL, but, I mean, let's be honest. You're not. It's not one of the premier cities in the league. Now, listen, they have had tremendous success. What did I say to you, Chris? I've already forgotten. That Russell Wilson has been in the playoffs every year since 2012, except 2017. They've missed it one time in his, I think, eight out of the nine years. Like, they've been in the postseason. They've won a Super Bowl, right? Didn't Russ win a Super Bowl?
Yes. Russ has won a Super Bowl and lost a Super Bowl, remember?
Right, he's been in the Super Bowl twice.
Right. Yes.
Uh-huh. And like,
they crushed Peyton Manning, remember?
How much attention do the Seahawks get?
A lot. They get a lot of attention.
Not like some of the other teams. Obviously, this is a bigger market.
He's married to Sierra, and he already gets endorsements. Does he really need to move to Chicago to, like, up his brand?
Okay, then your response to me saying it's a big city where we've struggled to find a quarterback that the city can love, and he will be revered here with what? He wants to play behind that offensive line? What's your answer?
Well, the answer, the I'm trying to be realistic here. When asked the question with the Seattle media right after he went on Dan Patrick, and they said are you tired of being in Seattle or do you want out of Seattle? And he said, I'm tired of being hit. That was his response to that. Not necessarily that he's asking for a trade or that he wants out. He's tired of being hit.
Listen, he's been sacked 394 times in his 9 years in the NFL. He was sacked. He's the only player in the history of the NFL that has thrown 40 touchdown passes in a season where he was sacked over 40 times, and that was this past year. His offensive line has not been good enough over the course of time. He is also somebody, though, that does hold the ball and scrambles a little bit, so some of the sack totals are also going to be elevated because of the style he plays. And yet he still, even with facing the pressure and playing the position the way he does, he's gone 34 touchdown passes, 35 touchdown passes, 31 touchdown passes, 40 touchdown passes in each of the last 4 years. And he has thrown for 30 or more touchdown passes in 5 of the last 6 seasons. I went through this exercise with you a couple of years ago because the concept of 30 touchdowns seems like a pretty easy mark to hit. And it's been reached more frequently in recent years, but you'd be shocked at how few people over the course of time throw for 30 touchdown passes in a season. Right. So the fact that he has done it 4 years in a row and 5 out of the last 6 seasons is, I mean, he's, you know, he, I think
he's
Russ
awesome. He's got the, did you mention that he has the best deep ball in the NFL?
I did not, but that's obvious. I mean, you know what it does? It floats. It's like it flutters like a cloud, like a canter pass from behind the goal. That's what it does. It floats. It's fluffy. It throws a fluffy deep ball.
Waddle, this put a skip in my step.
Did it?
You're telling me there's a chance now. Like, we've fantasized. There's been no news this week. We have talked very little about the quarterback chase because Houston is adamant that they don't want to trade him.
Well, okay? Seattle would be stupid to do this, too. But
Right. I believe Houston's going to still have to trade Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson, by the way, today also tweeted about loyalty, and who knows if he's tweeting about the Texans or somebody else.
Well, what was your answer to the question, though? Why would Russell Wilson put the Bears on his list?
And I'm trying to figure that out. My answer is,
he could own this city.
He could own this city. But again, like, we always think that the charter franchise is an overrated thing. Like, the museum that is Halas Hall is an overrated thing. There are very few quarterbacks or players in general who even care about that. You know, and he's got a great thing in Seattle, like you mentioned.
Right.
They've gone to 2 Super Bowls.
So
they lost one.
Why?
Won one, lost one. They win every year. They go like 10-6 every year. Every year he's been in the league, it seems like the Seahawks are 10-6.
Listen, he's a human being. He wants, it sounds like he wants, like, look what Tom Brady did. You could say, well, Tom Brady went to a team that had a ton of talent already. The Bears don't have what the Bucs had to offer to Tom Brady. They just don't. Like, so to answer the question, like, why would Tom Brady go to Tampa? Well, that was easy. There's no state tax.
Right.
The weather's warm. And he's got a poo ton of talent inside that offensive huddle. And the offensive line is good, and it's getting better because they're going to draft a kid out of Iowa with their first-round pick. Like,
yeah,
I mean,
ready-made.
Yeah, Brady going to Tampa
just
made sense.
Quarterback and stir.
I think if the Chicago Bears are mentioned on his list of where I would accept a trade to, I think in large part it's because he would come here and get that attention and be recognized as, you know, one of the greatest, most popular guys in the sport.
Do you know how many times in his career that Russell Wilson has not won 10 games in a season?
Maybe twice.
Once. Here are his records. 11-5, 13-3, 12-4, 10-6, 10-5-1. In 2017, they were 9-7. 10-6, 11-5, and 12-4.
So what I would say is,
this is the land of 9-7.
So what is so damn wrong in Seattle that he wants out?
I know. I don't know.
Like, I have a ton of sympathy, empathy, whatever the right word is, for Deshaun Watson in Houston because they screwed that thing up.
Yes.
Like, Jack Easterby came in, and I don't know what he was doing. They traded their best wide receiver, who's arguably the best in the league. And that whole situation, I can understand. Like, I want Russell Wilson to come to Chicago, but I'm finding it difficult to muster up a whole lot of empathy or sympathy for the situation he has had in Seattle. It feels like John Schneider and Pete Carroll and the organization have supported him. Now, I'm not there, but like, doesn't it feel like he had a pretty good situation up there? Again, I'm sure you could definitely make an argument for better protection in front of him. They've had a top 10 defense.
Whoa. This better be something big. Chatter.
I love this.
That's football.
I'm on edge here.
Oh,
don't
you think I'm coming at you
me.
With other kinds of chatter today?
Don't come at me with like some like COVID test, you know? Like, give me COVID something test. Big here.
No. So for a while we've been on the Watson watch. Now we're on Wilson watch. But there is updates to the Watson watch. Per Dan Graziano, a couple minutes ago, per sources, Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson met with new Texans head coach Dave Culley last Friday. In that meeting, Watson reiterated that he wants to be traded and told Culley he has no intention of playing for the Texans again. No change from Watson's end. He remains dug in. So before it was like he's not picking up the phone, he's not responding. Now we know they've talked.
Right, and he's just telling them to their face. Like, I heard who was it? Diana Russini this morning say that the Texans are not trading him. Well, look, you'll lose your leverage. You'll lose your leverage after the draft where you have Miami and the Jets with multiple first-round picks in this year's draft. They will draft players. And then you will – it just won't – you can get a king's ransom. And now – I don't know. I don't know how to feel. How should I feel as a Bears fan? How do you feel as a Bears fan with the Russell Wilson news? Let me read the two tweets again. Maybe there are three. So in the wake of the Athletic piece today, Shefty tweeted, Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson has not demanded a trade. His agent Mark Rogers told ESPN. Wilson has told the Seahawks he wants to play in Seattle, but if a trade were considered, the only teams he would go to are the Cowboys, the Saints, the Raiders, and the Bears.
Yeah.
So
maybe Aaron Rodgers would get pissed, too, because they never listen to him when he says, hey, can you please draft me a wide receiver or tight end in the first round?
Are we being used? That's my question. Like, is the hot girl flirting with us in the bar just to make her boyfriend jealous? That's my question to you. Or is this?
Yes.
Or is this go time? Is this go time? And should Ryan Pace be on the phone with Seattle and do everything possible?
But the hot girl never uses the loser for the flirt.
That's a good point. Why is she going over to? Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Like, think about the teams that he wants to go to.
Right.
The Bears are the team that
you're giving him, sweetheart.
We're
what the Bears are, though. The Bears are the high school jock who's now 40 pounds overweight. Because at one time we were the George Halas Bears, but now all of a sudden we've gained weight, we've lost our hair, and now
divorce.
Wait, let me ask you a question again.
Divorce twice.
What is Russell Wilson's the perceived complaint, you haven't protected me enough with the offensive line, and you haven't surrounded me enough with enough talent, right? I want more input in it. How is that going to change here?
Give me Matt Nagy. I want to go to Matt Nagy.
No, the idea is that this guy doesn't know what he's doing, so he's going to let me do whatever I want to.
All right, 3-3-2.
That's what it sounds like, yeah.
All right, so let's get into this. 3-3-2-3-7-7-7. Are we being used here? Are we being used so Russell Wilson gets what he wants in Seattle?
Your
or is this a great thing to know that's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL?
Easy to be toyed with.
Wants the Bears out of four teams, and maybe two of the teams aren't even a possibility.
You're panting.
3-3-2-3-7-7-6. It's Waddle and Sylvie.
Coming up next.
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Bring Waddle and Sylvie with you at home or in your office. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
All right, I got another Toyota Twitter poll out there. We've had a lot this week and some good ones, too.
Yeah.
They just love that. That still makes me laugh. The Eddie and Jobo, yeah. So I just tweeted with no, like, if you're listening to the show, you have context and the comp that we just made. I just wrote, are we being flirted with just to make their significant other jealous? Hashtag Bears. 400 people have voted in the last 5 minutes, and 85 Bears, 85.1% say yes, we're being flirted with.
Yeah, this is the reason why I said what I said. Someone on Twitter's butthurt that I suggest that, you know, like, hey, you asked the question, what would be appealing? Why would the Bears be on the list? It can't be for all the reasons why he is disgruntled in some manner in Seattle. He wants to be better protected. He wants more help around him, and he wants more say into what's going on.
Get me to Chicago.
Well, that's my point. So, I mean, like, when you ask me the question, why is Chicago on the list? It can't be because we offer everything that he hasn't had his hands on in Seattle. So what is it? I just suggested, like, if he comes here, he is the focal point. And at that point, maybe they will acquiesce to whatever it is that he wants. But early on, because the Bears have salary cap issues, they're going to struggle to protect him and surround him. We can't even get Allen Robinson re-signed, for Christ's sake. Like, so when you say to me, like, why is that? I don't know why the Bears are on the list. I'm glad that they are.
I know. I think that's a party in itself.
I give up everything for him. I said to the fellas, to Chris and Adam before the show, I said, listen, you know how I said. I told you I thought there was a chance by the end of his career he could be a top 10 quarterback in the history of the league. I said that to you, however, like 5, 6, 7 months ago. I think he's one of the top 10 quarterbacks we've seen in the NFL in the last 30 years.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
What he's been able to do is absolutely brilliant. I love him. Now, if you ask me who's the most desirable of the guys who are quote-unquote available right now, it's still Deshaun Watson because of age.
Right.
Deshaun's 25. Russ is going to be 33 at the end of November. And look, Russ still could spin it for you for another 5 good years. Don't get me wrong. And I know I've just gone on a 40-second rant about somebody on Twitter who was butthurt. But, like, when you ask me the question, well, how did the Bears get on the list? Like, I don't know. Because everything that he, you know, is once in Seattle, like, more input on what they're doing and more protection and everything else. Like, look, if I'm Seattle, I acquiesce to what his wishes are. If Russ wants more input on certain things, and I find it hard to believe that John, I don't know, but I find it hard to believe that John Schneider and Pete Carroll wouldn't try to find a way. They wouldn't pull a Houston Texans. Like, Russ is one of the, as I said, one of the top 10 quarterbacks I've seen in the last 30 years.
Sylvia, I think that's why we're not being used, because Waddle just listed off all the reasons we suck. He's right, and he's totally right. And you wouldn't put a team on there who sucks like this to use them.
Maybe he's saying, making the point to Pete Carroll, say, look, you better give me what I want. I am so desperate to get out of there, I'd even consider the Bears.
Right.
Like, look how badly I want out. I'm considering the Bears because you guys have screwed me. You know, just to make a point. I don't know. I mean, but Dallas, like, would Dallas do a deal? Would they do Dak for Russ? And Dallas would have to give up a little bit more You know, then Seattle extends Dak, gives him what he wants contract-wise. New Orleans, I don't know if they can.
Russ is a better quarterback. Yes. Dak's younger.
Well, that's what I said. He's coming off an injury. You would have to give Dak and something else probably. But New Orleans is probably over the cap, right? They're well over the cap.
Oh, New Orleans was like $90 million over the cap when the season ended.
Now, the Raiders could do this. Like, yeah. They send Carr and other things to Seattle for Russell Wilson. So we're on a list of four.
Listen, I mean, Russ is every year he's in the list. It's Aaron Rodgers. It's Patrick Mahomes. Deshaun Watson wasn't in this list prior to this year. He was outside the five or the four.
The top tier list. This is the top tier list.
Deshaun Watson entered that conversation with his performance this year with nothing around him. Yeah. He elevated himself. But the conversation is always, it's Brady, it's Patrick, it's Rodgers, it's Russ. Russ is mentioned in this conversation every year.
I would say if he is using the Bears and he's the hot girl, to go with your analogy, Sylvie, just watch out, because that walk home, that's a rough walk home the next day.
Maybe he believes
for us, it's sitting pretty, but like, I don't think he realized if that's the reason he added the Bears to the list, despite like Sylvie, like you're saying, just to say, I'm so desperate, watch what I'll do. And then, he takes an extra shot and then he walks over there, and then the nerd in the bar,
Revenge of the Nerd. She falls in love with the nerd.
Russell, that's a tough walk
home. If you come here and you turn it around and you are
I agree with you.
I'm just saying, like, if you're Russell Wilson, I'm trying to figure out why the Bears are on the list. If you succeed as the quarterback of the Bears, you will forever be heralded in this town.
You're the only one, right?
Because
he joins the team, and how many players can you put above him as the greatest player in franchise history? You could probably, like, say eight, right? Like,
you get into the
argument of some of the 85 Bears on defense, but he's going to go down, offensively?
Offensively's different.
Third or fourth?
I mean, you got Gale Sayers, you got Ditka, you got Peyton.
There's no quarterback statue like the Michael Jordan statue outside the United Center.
He could
be the first.
So play this out. Maybe the appeal is he could come to Chicago and do something and be that. Like, Jimmy Mack helped them win a Super Bowl, but they're always going to be remembered for the greatest defense of all time. Maybe he also looks at what Matt Nagy did in Kansas City and said, hey, that's a Mitch problem. Yeah. That was a Mitch problem here for the last 4 years. I can run that Kansas City offense in Chicago with Matt Nagy telling me or letting me make all of the decisions. You're going to have to protect him. That's a problem. And you're going to have to re-sign Allen Robinson. That's a problem.
Two things, though. The first thing, maybe he comes here and he's like, look, they're not. Nagy, 1 year left. Come on. I can pick my own coach maybe next year.
You can pick my GM.
Maybe pick my GM if I'm here. Also, maybe this is like a she's all that situation. Maybe he was dared to put the Bears on there.
Oh, yeah.
And then he gets here.
Yeah,
he takes our glasses off and realizes, guess what? We're actually the hot girl.
Right.
We just had glasses on. And as soon as you remove the glasses, boom, hottie.
She's not just a painter, right?
Boom.
Hottie. This is
There's
great.
No doubt. One of these things is not like the other on the list. There is no question. Unfortunately, we are the anomaly on the list.
332-3776 Rod in Lockport. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Rod?
Guys, come on. We are the trap team there.
The what?
You go Dallas first, don't you? Wouldn't you go Dallas first?
I'd go to the Saints.
Yeah, but Saints don't have anything to give up.
Well, I'm talking. If you're talking about Russell Wilson's, where you would want to go. If you were in Russell Wilson's shoes, where would you rather go?
Oh, yeah, I'd want to go to
the New Orleans.
Yeah, because they have the best chance of getting back to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's what I would think.
Yeah, but it's not going to happen. Maybe he wants to play with Effetti again.
That's what I was saying. Like, Effetti was a reject in Seattle. That's what he wants, is to be reunited with Jermaine Effetti.
Listen, I'll tell you this, Rod. If the Bears find a way to pull this off and make that deal, and they've convinced Russell Wilson to Chicago.
Will you join me in doing something if they land Russell Wilson?
No, what I will do is I'll have a different feeling or concept or thought about Ryan Pace. Because you have done something I didn't think was possible, which would be convince A, Seattle to trade him, and B, Russ to sign off on a deal to come to a team that has less in the huddle than he has in Seattle.
I'd be open to doing anything if they landed him.
Like what? What are you going to do?
That's what I mean. I suggested, like I did the, what did I say before? I would do the polar plunge if they got Watson. Throw it out there.
Get breast implants.
I have big
you
ones.
You said anything.
I already have big ones on my own. They're all natural.
I what was trying to get one right in the middle.
Get breast implant.
They're
implants.
They're real and they're spectacular, Waddle. What do you mean?
I'll do anything. Well, I just gave you some and you immediately.
Why would you go there?
I don't know.
Why would you want to see me with breast implants?
I don't want to see it because
I think. What sick dream do you have of me?
Because I think it'd be funny for you to have to spend the rest of your life with one breast implant.
I have man boobs. I already have them. 3-3-2-3-7-7-6.
You would buy season tickets on the south side to see the White Sox.
That doesn't make sense. I'm not Cap. 3-3-2-3-7-7-6. What would you dare me to do if they landed him? Do you think this is a real possibility? The quarterback topic is back. The Bears have never had one. Now all of a sudden we have made a list. We've made the Bachelor. Now will we get the rose we are discussing coming up next?
Waddle and Sylvie are with you as you return to the office, just like that annoying coworker that always talks about their cat. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Sean Alexander has tweeted. Isn't Sean Alexander the name of a former running back in
Seattle?
Yes,
he was great. He was a fantastic player.
Sean Alexander is weighing in on this. Not the Sean Alexander.
A different Sean Alexander?
Different Sean Alexander.
Does he spell his name? Sean Alexander, the former fantastic running back, spelled his first name S-H-A-U-N.
This is the old scene spelling.
S-E-A-N.
Sean, yes. Which always confused me.
I went to school with a guy in Chicago, in Boston. Went to college with a guy in Boston whose name was spelled S-E-A-N. But it was pronounced Scene.
Oh,
he pronounced his name Scene.
He did go against the grain.
Yes, he went against the grain.
Wow.
He was an individual. Yes.
Wow, good for him. So this brings up a good memory. Sean says, play the Chicago has been eliminated from the Olympic bid for the Wilson news. Like, remember we were on the Final Four for that? And do you remember we were all there in Daily Plaza? Is Chicago going to get the 2016 Olympics? It's amazing that the Olympics that would have been here would have been 5 years ago already. That's how time flies.
You remember we packed everything up and hauled ass out of there with Charlie Gibson, and he was trying to get on a plane.
The city of Chicago has been eliminated.
You know,
like we thought at least we'd be in for a full day of voting and we'd get passed to the next round at least. And then the first city that was eliminated was us.
The city of Chicago, having obtained the least number of votes, will not participate in the next round.
You son of a... You know, we just spent the last 30 minutes asking ourselves why would Russ approve a trade here to Chicago? Like, can't we ask the same questions about Deshaun, who has a no trade clause? Like the same reasons. Like, why would he
had it so bad that the Bears wouldn't be as bad as what
I get
got.
It, but like, you're still going to a place that is not going to protect your court. As bad as they have the bad a job as they have done protecting Deshaun or Russell Wilson in Seattle. I believe by a lot of metrics, Abdallah, didn't you tell me that the Seattle offensive line last year, they gave up 47 sacks and 400 sacks. Russ has been sacked 400 times in 9 years.
Still better
was ranked
theirs.
Higher than ours.
They were ranked 14th by the great Pro Football Focus, which we know.
Which is just a tool in your toolbox. It's not the only tool.
I know you think they're a tool in the toolbox.
I did not say that. You said that.
They were ranked 14th. The Bears were ranked 20th. As far as offensive line goes last year.
But come on, listen.
That took in the whole season into account. The Bears' offensive line was much better at the end of the season.
That's true. Russell Wilson, come on down. Ryan Pace could pull this off, would think significantly different.
Take off our glasses, man. Come here and take off our glasses. Pull our hair down.
We're hot. We're really hot.
Take our hair down. Yeah. Take the overalls off.
who's that funny guy on the radio at ESPN 1000 with a fake boob in the middle of his chest?
Diesel in Elwood, you're on ESPN 1000. I'm not getting a breast implant. Diesel, you're on ESPN 1000.
Fellas, I love the show, man. Thank you. Sylvie. You sounded like you were about to wet your pants when you started the show.
Yeah, I already did, Diesel.
Man. The only reason why Russell Wilson put our names in the hat is because his wife, Sierra, is from Chicago. She grew up in the area.
That's it. I didn't know that about Sierra.
Yeah.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, she was when her music first started coming out, man, Chicago went nuts.
Okay. Yeah. All right, well, there you go. Bring Sierra home then.
Says she was born in Austin,
yeah,
Texas.
Yeah, she's born in Texas, and it says she grew up in Atlanta. So I was reading an article. Pop star Sierra talks about family and touts Chicago talent. It doesn't say, like, coming home, or it doesn't say, like, how she's like, I really like. She sounds like a tourist. It's beautiful. It's got everything in one. Really good food, and I have to say that it's awesome. The dancing is also really good here, too.
I'm going to guess she was not here over the last 14 days or 21 days.
He's got some good coats, though. They do a little fashion shows.
Why did she live here? I don't see anything about
Chicago.
Yeah,
I don't think she did.
All right.
They might have a house here. I mean, who knows?
You never know. Lance and Berwyn, you're on ESPN 1000. Lance, have you seen Sierra around Berwyn at all?
No. No, I haven't. That's for sure. I mean, if I did, I would definitely know right away.
Say, yeah.
And I would be looking for Russ right behind her. Diehard Seahawks fan, guys. I've called in a few times before when you guys talk about the Seahawks and stuff. Listen, what happened the last time Russell Wilson did this? He says, hey, guys, get me a contract. You have this amount of time to get this done, or I walk. And what happened? They locked him in a room. They got it done on that time immediately. So now he sees his power. He sees, wow, a quarterback's got all these pull. I'm just going to throw a little hint out there. The Seahawks immediately already said they're going to address the O-line in the draft right away. He's a winner. He doesn't want to sit on his you-know-what, watching the Super Bowl, watching Tom Brady do his thing. He already says how much of a winner he was.
Didn't they fire his offensive coordinator, too? I mean, aren't they changing
and
it?
We got Walden, which I think the reason we struggled in the second half, Schottenheimer, was too predictable. It was run, run, and deep ball. Run, run, deep ball. Well, yeah, that works in the first half of the season, and you got probably one of the fastest guys in the league is DK Metcalf. He can burn a bunch of guys. Teams caught on to that. Guys get better. You're in the playoffs. Those kind of things aren't going to work. And it was caught on, you know, in that sense. Now, the thing with this is, how much of a name would Russell Wilson become if he can come to a team that hasn't had a quarterback, well, hell, since I've been alive, I don't even remember Bears having a quarterback, and can turn a franchise around and make them a Super Bowl championship team. Now, let's face it, guys. The Bears, yeah, they still have some tools. But who's the one quarterback that goes on a team like the Seahawks and turns them into stars? Jacob Hollister, Tyler Lockett, all these receivers. Yeah, DK Metcalf is probably the best receiver I can remember having. But he turns everybody into a good team. Without Russell, oh, that's true, yes.
But come on, without, Lance. If you're truly a Seahawks fan and you forgot Steve Largent, you and I need to sit down and have a long talk.
I'm talking about the Russell Wilson era.
Okay, fair enough.
And he, like you guys have just pointed out his stats this whole time, he's a winning quarterback. And he turns everything that he's got into something. He's in the playoffs every single year. You mean to tell me if he comes to the Bears, you guys are not instantly a huge threat in the playoffs. He would be a god if he brings the trophy to the Chicago.
Well, that's why I said earlier, when we sat here and we tried to decipher as to what would be the reason why he would be attracted to Chicago. Because if you were a quarterback that succeeded here and took your team to the top of the mountain and you were recognized as the reason why, I mean, you would be, I mean, there's, it'd be like taking the Cubs to the World Series and helping them win a World Series.
You're right. You're a trailblazer. You're a pioneer. You know what I mean? You have done something that no one really has done ever.
So, I mean, there's your appeal. Like, maybe they would give him. Like, you also have a scenario where you have a general manager and a coach that are in a tenuous situation with respect to job security. Now, I think their job security gets significantly better if they find a way to trade for Russell Wilson, but that's why it just, like, my first response was, huh? Like, yes.
Yes.
Like, you know, feel these, you know, I mean, like, I could cut bread with these things right now, but, like.
And I did wet myself, yes.
Yeah, but, like, then I guess my fallback mode is into, okay, what's the joke here? Who's going to put the banana in the tailpipe? What's the punchline here? Because it just doesn't seem feasible.
Izzy in Chatham, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Izzy?
What's up, guys? Man, thank you so much for taking me out to the last caller instead of the caller before. Because Sierra is not at all from Chicago, never has been, never will be, and nobody in Chicago got that in all about them. Glad I didn't have to deal with that one. But to the last caller's point, though, I know, Waddle, you said you would rather have Deshaun Watson over Russell Wilson, yes. But allow me to counteract that and tell you why the Bears would rather need Russell Wilson more. Like he said, Russell Wilson makes his players better. Deshaun Watson hasn't shown, yeah, he's put all those stats up, but he hasn't shown that he can develop or help develop the talent around him. When he had DeAndre Hopkins, what were their record? 9-7.
10-6. Didn't they win the division? But wait a second, Izzy, they won the division like 3 or 4 out of 5 years, didn't they?
And they were beating the Chiefs in the postseason 24-0 or something like that?
Listen, Izzy, the main reason why I said Deshaun, if you're asking me, it's Deshaun, then it's Russ, and then it's Dak. And Deshaun's at the top because he's 25.
He's eight years younger than.
But let me tell you, though, Russell Wilson, I believe, will elevate our players now and will help us win, well, at least for the next 4 or 5 years, whereas Deshaun, we wouldn't necessarily be called an instant Super Bowl contender like we would if we had Russell. You bring Russell here, he brings 10, 11, 12 wins with him. Mm. Deshaun has done that a couple times, but he needs a fresh start. He doesn't need a start with a team that needs someone. He needs a fresh start with somebody that has a team that has everything already ready for him, like a Tom Brady. Russell Wilson doesn't necessarily need all that. And he can make the players that we have. I love Mooney. I still like Anthony Miller, all personality issues aside. If he can just go out there and play and have somebody that can accurately throw him the ball, he can make plays. And if we can keep Robinson and Cole Kmet, Russell Wilson makes all of them potential Pro Bowlers. And he takes pressure off of our offensive line. They don't have to do as much. He can evade the rush better than even Mitch could and still get yards out there. I don't think he would get sacked as much as Mitch did or as much as he has in Seattle. Plus, we're probably going to draft the offensive lineman, too, in the first round if we don't trade up to get a quarterback. So I think Russell would be in a better placement in Chicago than Deshaun at this particular moment, like right now today.
Yeah. Izzy, thank you. Hold that thought, Watt. I want to reset the story. Adam Schefter says Russell Wilson still is not demanding a trade. But if he were to accept a trade, there would only be 4 teams he would say yes to. The Saints, the Raiders, the Cowboys, and our Bears. Is this realistic? And what does it mean now that there are 2 game-changing quarterbacks out there on the market, possibly, at the same time? We'll discuss with you next.
It's Waddle and Sylvie.
Hi.
Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN _ Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
All right, so The Athletic put out an article this morning. What's driving the rift between Russell Wilson and the Seahawks? Power and control. It's a whole background on this past year. And then when this media tour started with Dan Patrick and on with everybody, Mike Sando, who you know, and a couple of other writers wrote all about it. There's also, it sets the table, too, that, you know, that Russell Wilson believes in himself. He wants to throw the ball. Pete Carroll, in his bones, as they put it, has always wanted to run the ball. It's always been about not turning the ball over, running the football, explosive big pass plays, but not just pass, pass, pass. And there was a time in the middle of the season where they lost to one of the games like 35-24 the Seahawks did sometime, and I'm scrolling through this to try to find that part, and at that point in the season, Pete Carroll is basically like, what are we doing here? You know, we don't lose 35-24. We got to scale this thing back. And at that point, Wilson's like, no, you got to trust me here. This is, it's my offense.
Russ threw it 558 times this year.
So he wanted to throw it more, and he didn't like the way it was going. And so, okay, so this article comes out, and then it's making it out that he wants to be traded. And then again, Shefty tweeted right before the show that according to his agent, they have not demanded a trade, that he would still prefer to be in Seattle. But if he does get a trade, that he would want to either go to the Cowboys, the Saints, the Raiders, or the Bears.
Yeah.
Tariq Cohn tweeted him, you called, bro? Did you see that? That's what Tariq Cohn's out there trying to...
Sylvie, I find it very interesting that one of the main weapons on the Bears has completely written off Nick Foles, who is still under contract. Like, he's tweeted at Watson, and now he's tweeted at Wilson, hasn't he?
I you know what I loved? Like, the last segment, Izzy and I are having a conversation, almost just like a sports argument about who would be better for the Bears, Deshaun Watson or Russell Wilson. I'm just glad we're having that conversation where Izzy and I can disagree as to who would be the better quarterback for us, Russell Wilson or Deshaun Watson.
It's a better debate than Orton or Grossman,
that's
isn't it?
My point. It's well, a glorious conversation.
And Tariq Cohen sitting at home going, you up?
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, maybe he can help us after all. Maybe that contract will be worth it. We'll see where this goes, though. I'm still skeptical, and you know me. I'm always waving the flag. Let's do it. Why not us? Blah, blah, blah. But the one good thing here is it's the old supply and demand, Waddle. At first, we thought there was only one difference-making quarterback on the market, where obviously you're going to still have to overpay. Two's better than one.
Yeah, I think I think Russell Wilson's going to come at a cheaper price than Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, he's older.
Yeah. But listen.
And he's narrowing the field as well.
We had this conversation at the end of last week when Carson Wentz went to Indianapolis, and we asked ourselves, well, what do you think Ryan and Matt are doing? And I said to you, oh, no, I think they're still in the kitchen cooking something up. Like, I would be shocked if Ryan Pace isn't hounding John Schneider right now. But that's what he should be doing.
He should be. What
he should
need?
Be.
Here
should,
it is.
Here's, and when he hangs up, he should call him
in.
Back.
Yes.
He should stalk him.
This is the old, what Lewis Riddick, and we could play that later in the show, what Lewis Riddick said. No price is too high. No, here you go, John. What do you want? Take your pick. I'm here. You only have three other teams. This isn't like Deshaun Watson, where the Texans can deal with the Jets and the Dolphins with multiple first-round picks, or Carolina, who would do anything.
Maybe the Jets.
Right, all these other teams. Now you're only down to four teams. Nick and Carol Stream, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Nick?
What's going on, boys? How are you? Happy Thursday.
Woo! You too.
So could Russ be planning his revenge tour already, since he plays since technically Seattle would play the Bears and the Saints at home next year, and then the Raiders in 2022?
Nick, you went way out over. I mean, I can't even think past, you know, what's coming up at 3:05.
You're like, saying because they play this, he wants to go to a team where he can face the Seahawks. Is that your philosophy?
Hey, crazier things have happened.
That is true. I mean, I never thought Russell Wilson, who's only gone 9-7 once in his career, would want out.
I don't want to face them. I want to face Detroit 16 times because it gives me a better chance to win. Like, if
you get
him
twice.
I don't need Seattle on my schedule. I want to see Detroit 16 times. That's what I want.
But he is right that stranger things have – I wouldn't buy that either. No. But stranger things have happened. Who would have thought – he's never – he's only been 9-7 once in his career. All the other times he's won 10 or more games. It's incredible, and he wants out. Canal in Hinsdale, you're on ESPN 1000. What's going on?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. We're good.
I just want to say, Sylvie, if you're that interested and would do anything, What about a Wilson or Watson tattoo on your inner thigh with their name on it?
Nice.
Inner, why do you need it on the inner thigh?
You asked. You so said you'll do anything.
So you will remember forever. Nobody else needs to know.
Yeah.
I just find it funny that want it on my inner thigh.
Okay, put it on your face.
Put it on
your face. If you don't want it on your inner thigh, put it on your face.
How about right there on the inner thigh? Let Russ cook. Isn't that the phrase that don't toy with me here.
Aaron Rodgers is now available.
This is just a funny update to the Deshaun Watson news
Patrick Mahomes wants to come to Chicago to be a Bear.
He wants to reward Bears fans who
have been
through torture.
Patrick Mahomes has named one city. It's Arlington Heights. Tom Pelissero, this is funny. Tom Pelissero says the Texans remain unwilling to discuss Deshaun Watson with other teams, some of whom have resorted to leaving voicemails with trade offers, per sources.
They're not answering.
Give me your best pace trade voicemail. Offer left on a voicemail.
Can I get a character for this?
Right now.
This is good.
Do it right now.
All right, so the phone rings. And then...
You have
reached the voicemail of Nick Cassero. At the message, leave your message at the beep. Beep. Nick, this is Ryan Pace, Chicago Bears. I'm calling again. I know I called yesterday and I called Tuesday. I called Monday. What's the day before Monday? Sunday I called then. So we've got our number 20 pick this year. We'll give you our second round pick. I got Anthony Miller.
The mailbox you have reached is now full.
Damn it, let me call back. What's that number again? Ted, can you get me the number again? You reached the voice mailbox of
Nick Cassario.
Nick, it's Ryan Pace. I just left a message, but I got cut off.
This is like Swingers, right? He's John Favreau in Swingers. And Ryan Pace is just going, hey, I don't know if you got that one or not. It's full. It says it's full. But just in case, my number is 847-842.
You hear, Abdallah, you hear in the background, you hear like Nagy trying to give Pace some lines. Tell him you'll give him Tariq Cohen. We'll give you Tariq Cohen too. He's really good. I landed him with a late round pick. Akeem Hicks.
Mitch still under contract.
Tell him we have a bean.
We will give you our new cafeteria in the west wing of Hallis Hall.
Oh boy.
Tell him you give him my visor.
And then Cassero calls back. He just goes, never call here again.
Would you stop calling 312-332-3776? Do you think it's realistic that the Bears could land Russell Wilson? And Mel Kiper weighs in on who he thinks the Bears could end up with. Wait to hear the latest in his mock draft. He'll join us in 2 short minutes.